Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, I am super excited to hear from one of the superstars in real estate. She is out of Austin, Texas, and we are going to welcome Lonnie Rosales, and she can tell you which of her entrepreneurial hats she's got on today, and she's got a crazy story for us. So, Lonnie, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm here today representing TheRealDaily.com news outlet for real estate practitioners, association executives, and the like. I'm also the chief operating officer at the American Genius for Entrepreneurs, and we have a networking event in Austin every month called Big Ass Social Happy Hour, and we also do job mixers in town here. But, you know, you asked me this question, what is the craziest shit I've seen in real estate? And I have to tell you, it was really hard to narrow it down. And so I thought I would share a story with you today that has, I want to first preface by saying I want to be very sensitive by not making fun of anybody with any mental health challenges, but I also want to talk about how like challenging it can be to have a client who is certifiably schizophrenic. It's sad, but at the same time, it can be very entertaining and fun. So
you either laugh or you cry in certain situations. And one of my good friends, her son has schizophrenia, and she's learned to laugh when she can because the tears happen far more often. So we love and embrace everybody who's different. But, you know, you got to find the humor in life. World's too short.
Amen. I was in, a lot of people don't know that I started my career in multifamily. So I was an on-site property manager at a luxury property in Austin. And there was this one older woman who, her children kind of just dumped her in this apartment because they didn't want to deal with her anymore. And she was really mean to all of the staff. But I would very frequently, she would literally sit in the office for hours until I got there because she wouldn't deal with anybody else but me. But she would, the reason I wanted to share this story with you is because there was one day I came in, and keep in mind I was in college, and I was trying to finish some finals, and she had waited for like 4 hours for me. And I got there, and she took my hand, and she said, I need to show you so you understand. And so I went to her unit, and she said, this closet, I want you to see this closet. And I was like, okay, what's in the closet? And she opened the closet, and I had maintenance with me for just protection, just in case. That was our policy. And she opened the closet, and she said, I knew you would love all these kittens. There were no kittens at all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there were dead kittens in there. I was going to be
very upset. No, no, no. But she had waited all day to tell me about the kittens. And so I said, oh, that's really amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this with me. And, you know, I'm just really glad. And so every day she would come in and tell me stories about the kittens and how wonderful they were. And I guess my reputation as a cat lady kind of precedes me. So there was another time that she came in and she had waited for me, and I was part-time, I was in college, and she waited for me, and she wanted to tell me a series of jokes. And anytime you're in the business, you kind of have to balance like, okay, am I spending too much time with a resident or a client or whoever, sure, you know, versus sure. I have all this other stuff in front of me and all these other fires. So I had to figure that out pretty quickly. So what we started doing is she would call me in the middle of work, and she would ask me to come listen to things in the walls, or you know, gosh, she had a really tough spell where she was convinced, and I understand this is somewhat common in schizophrenics. She believed that the soap that we had used to clean the carpet was burning her feet, and she could literally feel the burning in her feet, and in a very real way. And so she and I experimented with different coverings that she could put on her feet or her shoes. And the only thing I could get her to do to not freak out and call us was I told her that if she reviewed her lease, it talked about the kittens in the closet, that she could go ask them for help. So it's, again, I'm not making fun of the mentally ill, but that was literally like the most like crazy, ridiculous thing was I was able to figure out how to like hack how her mind was working. And so she wasn't there for weeks. And it's because she was consulting the kittens in the closet and they were advising her appropriately of like what to do and how to handle things and like how not to burn your feet on the carpet. And they told her to put on shoes.
There's psychosomatic truth out there. You were right in line with it.
Yeah, that was very fun. But she may still be living there for all I know. But when I graduated college, I was getting married and I had been recruited to a commercial real estate firm. And so I went and saw her and I lived on property, which she didn't know, but I lived on site. And I went and she asked me before I left to come have a going away party with her and the kittens. And so I legit had to sit in a little empty closet full of pretend kittens. And I had to pretend like I could see them and hear them. And they were just, in my mind, they were just so cute.
See, but this is where the crazy cat ladies of the world can take care of each other. It works out good.
Exactly.
Lonnie, in all seriousness, I mean, your story is a crazy woman, but it's just more proof of how nurturing the relationship benefits that end consumer. Because what if you were a heartless, cold, nasty person who was only interested in dollar bills? You would have been mean to her. And see, that's why you're so successful, because you're empathetic and you care.
Well, and it was sad because I was in, to be totally frank, I was in an office of people that laughed and rolled their eyes at her. And, you know, I didn't care about getting bonused on renewals or anything like that, which, you know, so what for 20, 50 bucks, whatever it was as a 20-year-old. But, you know, yeah, in the real estate industry, it's so easy to forget how personal that transaction is, right? I mean, this is somebody's home. And it's not just, I mean, look, we all know agents and brokers who have, you know, brushed people off or who have acted like somebody was making insane requests. Well, unfortunately, I don't think any request is too insane. You're a counselor, you're, you know, they're to an extent their legal representation since you're negotiating a giant legal contract with them, you know, and you're helping them with the most personal thing on the planet. And so dealing with any of this crazy shit is so worth it, because if you can, I mean, it's, I don't think enough people look at it as, we should be honored to be a part of the process, right?
Amen.
I mean, it's
hallelujah.
Personal.
Thank you for sharing on the podcast. Thank you for being an awesome advocate for the industry and also for all the work you do to help agents understand the benefit of their associations. You're awesome and amazing.
Thanks for having me. I've appreciated it.
And by the way, Lonnie, if anybody needs to reach you for any of your various entrepreneurial things, where can they find you in Austin?
That is a great question. The best way to reach out to me is just my email, first name, last name, LonnieRosales@gmail.com. I am very married to my email.
We'll include that in the show notes, and I will let you know when your episode airs. And thanks for sharing with us. And hey, why don't you go send a note to your crazy cat lady? She'd probably be glad to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Listening to the show and you have a crazy story to share, you're an agent, you're a broker, you're a consumer, shoot me a message. The more people know about real estate, the more they'll understand how we can all work together to make this better for everybody we touch.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.